I say it is possible to love every single person. Am I right?
Agreed, man. At least it sounds like a beautiful word. But honestly, tell me, how far are we with that? When I talk about myself, I love my family, I love my friends, I love my bubble. But as soon as I get out of my comfort zone, it gets really hard.
The comfort zone. It's kind of like a prison, right? I mean, sure, sometimes there is a genuine need for comfort. But why is it that it is so difficult to get out of it? Why is our love limited?
Well, I guess in this case, it's fear. The fear of not getting accepted as who we are. The feeling of maybe being judged or even discriminated against. Because of color, because of religion, or sometimes just even things like eating habits.
I really understand what you're saying, and it makes sense to me. But I feel at the same time that exactly that fear, the fear you're talking about, it can begin to take an ugly form of discriminating against others. Let me explain. We're kind of taking away other people's chance to include us by making the decision that they are not capable of accepting us.
This is exactly what we want to discuss here today. I'm Ravneet.
I am Manpreet. Welcome to the September episode of Soul Vibes.
Let's look at what stops us from including others. Understanding the problem is just as important as understanding the solution. Let's talk about discrimination. We'll explore its different dimensions and see how we can find our way to inclusion. Mumpriji, being a son of parents who moved to another country, have you ever faced discrimination?
Indeed I have. I was about 13 years old and we got a new history teacher. 10 minutes into the first lesson, she asked me to get up. I was sitting in the first row, and she told me to sit right at the back. I didn't think much about it at the time, but when it kept happening week after week, I was definitely confused. Towards the end of the year, we had a group assignment in which, trust me, we all contributed a significant amount. When it came to getting our grades for it, I was the only one out of the group who didn't pass the assignment.
Sorry to hear that. But if I may ask, how did that shape you in the years to come?
I assume one would think a child of that age would be afraid of new teachers from there on. But funnily, the incident didn't scar me. Thinking about it today, it makes me realize that it was only possible because of the motherhood of Satsangat.
Motherhood of Satsangat. We learned so much there without even realizing.
Right.
Broad-mindedness, tolerance, love, and so much more. This reminds me of a quote of Mother Teresa. If you judge people, you will have no time to love them.
Wonderful lines. But where does discrimination really start? We tend to use the word a bit loosely sometimes. How is discrimination actually defined?
To answer that question, we have Ishitaji joining us all the way from Ireland.
Dhanankarji. So, you guys are asking, what exactly is the definition of discrimination? Last week in university, I did a project on discrimination itself. When the word first came into the English language in the 1600s, its meaning was to distinguish from something else or from each other, or to mark the differences between two things. It comes from the Latin discriminare, which means to divide or separate. It had a completely neutral meaning. It was neither negative nor positive. But nowadays, whenever we speak of discrimination, unfortunately, it's in a negative way. If you Google the word discrimination, the first definition that comes up is the unjust or prejudicial treatment of different categories of people, especially on the grounds of race, age, gender, or disability. And the ones listed in the definition are only the obvious kind. There's also many subtle kinds of discrimination. For example, some time back, I was sitting with two friends. We were all discussing a particular story from a TV show. One of my two friends had seen this TV show. Our third friend, he hadn't seen the show. He asked us what the plotline we were talking about was, but we were so excited and engrossed in our conversation, we sort of dismissed him by saying, "You need to watch it to understand." Without realizing, we began discriminating against him for not watching this TV show. And it's these subtle kinds of discrimination we have to be extremely careful about, since we do them without realizing.
Thank you, Ishitaji. This was very insightful. It makes me want to share an example of my own life. My childhood friend, who moved to Canada some time ago, came to visit us with his wife. I need to mention that his wife didn't speak German at the time. So one night we went out for dinner with some friends, and obviously to include his wife, we spoke in English. However, as the dinner progressed, we started switching to German more and more. I guess because it was so natural to us. But you know what? I realized that his wife started to feel left out. I mean, we definitely didn't speak German on purpose, but still, it happened. So when I noticed, I just tried to switch to English, and that helped a lot.
Great reaction on your end, honestly. It reminds me of an instance I read about in the book Mere Hardev. So the instance is about Baba Hardev Singh Ji Maharaj's childhood. He had a friend who was being excluded by the other children whenever they would meet up. So on a very hot day, when they were all playing outside, young Hardev Singh Ji decided to ask that friend to serve ice-cold lemonade to everyone. And that little gesture was enough to change the children's perspective and to include that friend from there onwards.
That's incredible. How effortlessly the situation was improved without pointing out the wrongdoings of the other children. Simply amazing.
Okay, Ravniji, let's hear Sagarika Ji, who wrote a poem that would fit here beautifully.
A lonely soul wandered, walking through its tough life. Why is everyone divided if we know there shouldn't be any strife? The way people treat each other does not make any sense. We should always be together instead of causing offense. No race, caste or creed is better. It's not important what's the type. We are stronger when we work together, no matter how or what we look like. It makes no difference to the soul how much money you have. You just have to play your role, whether you're white or black. Why do we think we are better based on our language, diet or dress? Everybody should live together and dissolve this barrier which causes distress. There should be no differences just because we believe in different things. No matter what are our preferences, we should let everybody spread their wings. Before showing the mirror to others, we need to work on ourselves and understand, no matter the barriers of money and colors, the power of the fingers lies in the hand. If we claim to be non-judgmental, then it should be visible from our behavior. Working together is essential. This could be our savior. A lonely soul wandered, walking through its tough life. Why is everyone divided if we know there shouldn't be any strife? Why is everyone divided if we know there shouldn't be any strife?
What an impactful poem. I love the line, "The power of the fingers lies in the hand."
Yes, that is really a strong phrase.
Let's now move on to our next segment. So far, we have been discussing different forms of exclusion. But not every situation we end up labeling as discrimination necessarily is discrimination. Sometimes it is just a communication gap or a misunderstanding.
I'm not sure I follow. Can you explain it a bit more?
Actually, we have a panelist from Barcelona whose viewpoints perfectly reflect what I am trying to say. Rachitaji, please share your thoughts and experiences.
Dhanakarji, let me share an experience of my friend. So, back in the university days, My friend had an unpleasant start when she joined a research project. In the first week, she was welcomed to the team and assigned her task. But for the next 2 days, my friend felt completely excluded. She saw that she wasn't invited to the daily team meetings and was left out of lunch plans. She noticed she was the only person of color, and she began to wonder if she was being discriminated against. She was about to address this matter, but before my friend could speak up, her team lead approached her the next morning. So it turned out that her mentor, who was supposed to show her around in the first week, had gotten sick, because of which my friend wasn't informed about any meeting or lunch timings. In fact, everyone else was confused too. The team was wondering why my friend wasn't showing up for the daily meetings. Basically, it was nothing but a communication gap. My friend felt really embarrassed because she had made assumptions so quickly. But she was relieved at the same time that she hadn't reacted based on her presumptions. In the end, clearly, it wasn't discrimination. It was just a communication gap. Sometimes we jump to conclusions too quickly because we have some unspoken prejudices, biases, or presumptions in our minds. Sometimes, just talking to the people involved and communicating our issue helps to remove any misunderstandings.
Rachita Ji's story reminds me of an example of a friend who moved to Germany. He was met with strictness for being late 5 minutes, which felt like discrimination to him in the beginning. After living there for some time, he realized, whilst being late is not a big deal in his home country, it is a sign of disrespect in Germany. Understanding this made him realize that this wasn't discrimination, but a mistake on his part.
So basically this was just a cultural misunderstanding then, and not really discrimination. The change of perspective can do so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the person opposite makes all the difference in the world. In no way am I trying to invalidate any individual's experience. I understand that the feeling one goes through when experiencing discrimination is very real. But sometimes it helps to give the benefit of doubt.
Yes, definitely. We've heard a variety of experiences. For example, how individuals were being excluded unintentionally on the basis of knowledge and language. That kind of discrimination can be solved by being more mindful of the people around you. Furthermore, we talked about how easy it is to get frustrated about situations when we expect them to fix themselves. In such cases, it's best to address the problem with the concerned person. It can bring an end to the unwanted situation.
However, there was also the example of unjust treatment because of someone's ethnicity.
Yes, and the question is how to conquer an issue like that. Or is there maybe a universal solution to all of this? But before we dive into discussing that, let's get our soul vibing to a song written by Shobiji from Germany. Get it? Soul vibing.
Yes, we get it.
Have you ever felt like you don't belong here? Have you ever felt like something is wrong here? You're feeling like a ghost, cause they can't see you. Masterpiece from heaven, but they won't believe you. Now put your view around yourself. Too many people feel like that and need our help. Look at all the colors at your side. No one likes black and white for the rest of their time. Every day, every fate, every soul is a blessing. Every way is a way with a vision. And believe me, every hate is a hate to yourself. If you feel me, rather give than forgive, it will help. And I promise, brother, that we will fly. So let's fly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shobiji. A beautiful expression of art. Let's get back to the question from earlier. Is there a universal solution to all of this? Mampriji, what do you think?
I think a good starting point is tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
To include someone, we need to practice tolerance. And that is a two-way process. We need to respect everyone equally and love all. And at the same time, we need to stop ourselves from dwelling on things too much. Because in some cases, it's better to pause and to take a step back. To then think about the situation later in a calm state of mind if possible. Tulsidas ji said, a saint is someone who is like a tree. On the one hand, a tree provides shelter to everyone, whether it's an animal, a plant, or a human being, without any kind of discrimination whatsoever. It's pure labor of love. On the other hand, even during a storm, if a tree has deep roots, it remains undisturbed.
That makes a lot of sense. A tree does treat everyone equally. But when you say deep roots, what exactly do you mean?
Ravniji, you asked if there was a universal solution to all of this, right?
Yes.
Well, the universal solution is divine knowledge. Understanding it equips us to be like a tree. So what I mean by deep roots is having unshakable faith in Nirankar.
So if we want to put an end to vices like intolerance, ignorance, and exclusion, if we want to be like a tree, then we have to understand the divine knowledge and practice Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj's teachings. We have to introduce and apply virtues like love, tolerance, and acceptance.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, we can only hope that changing ourselves also affects the people around us positively. Essentially, God knowledge shows us that we're all children of one God, that we're all one family, that we're all one world. If we talk about the Sant Nirankari mission, the word Sant before Nirankari mission signifies that every member here is spiritually enlightened and engaged in the sacred task of removing the darkness of ignorance.
Mampriji, what also comes to mind when talking about this are the five pledges.
Mm-hmm.
The mission teaches and expects its followers to abide by them. They establish the foreground for receiving God knowledge and were already presented in 1948. And we have Rupina ji from Austria with us to shed more light on particularly the first pledge.
Dhaninkar ji, inclusion comes into our lives when we understand the first pledge properly and deeply. Essentially, we differentiate ourselves from others based on body, mind, and wealth. By the body, I mean color, food habits, appearance, height, weight, and so on. By mind, I mean personalities, thought processes. And with wealth, I'm talking about family, house, car, and all our worldly belongings. I can only differentiate between myself and others based on these three things. If we understand the first pledge, that everything we have is given to us by God, and it belongs to God as well, then we must know that we are using these gifts temporarily, and other people are doing the same. So if nothing belongs to them, then nothing belongs to me either. This is true for everyone. So how can I consider anyone different from me? That means, if we are borrowing these things from the one source, then we all belong to that one.
Beautifully explained, Rubina ji. The Sant Nirankari mission has been explaining the philosophy of Brahmgyan, the divine knowledge, since its beginning.
Absolutely. And if we truly understand the divine knowledge, if we finally realize God, then we realize who we are. Then all grounds for exclusion just disappear. We start seeing everyone as our own. It simply becomes impossible to discriminate against anyone.
And Ravniji, that's the point where it becomes possible to love every single person. Professor J.S. Puriji was once asked a question. There are so many organizations in the world who help fight different crises and problems. What does the Sant Nirankari mission do? Professor Puriji replied, every crisis begins with one thought of one person. The Sant Nirankari mission changes that one thought.
Thank you all for joining us on this beautiful journey. In the end, we would like to leave you with an amazing multilingual song.
And in the name of the Central Europe Satsanga, thank you. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of Soul Vibes.
Cada ser humano, cada alma, di un velo.